much for joining me on my Premiere podcast. Today, I'm just going to introduce why I'm doing this podcast and what I'm going to be sharing in upcoming podcasts. I'm also the host of the really popular Law of Attraction Tips podcast. And as of December 2008, I'm really excited to tell you that I've had over 1.3 million downloads of my podcast. Now, how freaking exciting is that? It's truly unfathomable to imagine how large these intangible numbers really are. You know, last year, my husband and I went to the Police concert in Vancouver at GM Place, where there was over 20,000 people in the stadium. And at that time, I had about 120,000 downloads and looked around and thought, wow, there are enough downloads to fill this stadium five times. That just truly blows my mind. Then this year, we were at a private event where Rod Stewart played, and we figured that there might have been about 10 to 15,000 people, you know, lots of people. This event that was jam-packed in this really long building held as many people as download my podcast in anywhere from a few days to a week. So when you actually are milling about a crowd that's that large and think about that many people who could have been listening to you, it brings in it into a much better perspective. It really is mind-blowing, truly mind-blowing. And you know what? That's what I want for you. In March 2008, my podcast hit the top 10 podcasts in all of Canada on iTunes and was in the number one spot in the health section on iTunes in the US. Also, people who listen to Oprah's Spirit podcast listen to my Law of Attraction Tips podcast next, most often. So I'm listed on her iTunes page, which is amazing. So creating that podcast series has allowed me to leave my corporate job, build a business, and have the opportunity to travel, speak, and write. And on top of this, there have been all kinds of other incredible things that have happened that wouldn't have happened if I didn't have this podcast. Now, if you weren't sure about whether you wanted to do a podcast, are you closer now? You get my drift. Podcasting has opened up the world for me, quite literally. I get emails from people all over the world, and I've been downloaded in over 100 countries now, and counting. And more important than anything, I get to help people that I would never been able to see before. Again, that's why I'm creating this series of podcasts. I want to help you avoid the challenges I encountered, and I would love to be a small part in moving you forward to have the business that you want and deserve. Now, if waiting for my tips and podcasts is going to take too long for your liking, because, you know, me too, I'm not a patient person, I've created a podcaster blueprint that walks you through everything, and I mean everything, I've learned about putting together a great podcast. And you can access this information once you sign up for my tips. Promise you will not be disappointed. Or you can go to podcasterblueprint.com. And that will take you right to the page that describes what the blueprint is all about. Now, back in 2006, I was really fortunate to attend an internet marketing boot camp where I heard a great guy, Scott Patton, talk about podcasts for the first time. And I didn't know how podcasts could be of use to me, but I was really totally intrigued. In fact, the workshop was at 8 at night, and I'd been up since 5 a.m. to catch a flight to get to this boot camp. And I wasn't too keen about attending another session, but something in me just made me go, and I wasn't disappointed. I got all kinds of great starting tips. So what ended up happening is that it took me nearly 6 months to get all the information together just to get my first podcast up. And I tell you, it wasn't easy going. At that time, there was one little piece of techie type information that I didn't have, and it took me all of 2 months to figure it out. And it was simple beyond belief. Now, I know there is all kinds of information out there now that you can track down, but I decided to put it all in one place in my blueprint. It's also in this series of podcasts, I'll be talking about these mistakes I made along the way. I'll talk about my mistakes with recording space, not being ready for business, not having a clear business intention, and a whole host of other challenges I made along the way. I'll give a tip or two on what you can do to solve these problems before they even come up. And on top of this, as an added bonus, you're going to get Law of Attraction and mindset information as we go along too, because the podcast is a vehicle for your business, then Law of Attraction and your mindset are the gas and the engine of creating a popular, fabulous podcast. So watch for my upcoming podcast. I really look forward to hearing about you and your successes in the future. Thanks again for listening in today to Podcast Your Queen. I'm your host, Karen Lanou. And if you haven't already, go in and sign up for my free weekly Podcaster Blueprint tips at podcasterqueen.com. There's also a free download on why you should podcast. All right. Thanks again. I look forward to making you a Podcaster Queen or a Podcaster King. Mm-hmm.